Why don't we always show up when a loved one calls us? This is an especially confusing issue when you add the fact that as spirits on the other side, we're able to bilocate, or literally be in two places at once. So why, especially when a loved one we left behind is pleading with us to appear, or just speak up, are we not able to accommodate them? One of the reasons is a basic human nature we carry with us from one dimension to the other. In any group of people, both here and on the other side, there are leaders and followers, spokespersons and listeners, extroverts and introverts. Those roles can change from time to time, just as we all have days on Earth when, for example, we happily answer the phone, and other days when we let the answering machine take a message, or simply ignore it completely, which has nothing to do with how we feel about the person who might be calling. There's no reason to assume that we instantly lose our occasional need for solitude on the other side if it's been part of our nature all along. Also, as we discovered earlier, there are different processes we might go through in making our transition to the other side. Some of those processes take a very long time by earthly standards, and we can't assume our powers as spirits, including bilocation, until our transition back home is complete. Add to that the fact that we can't bilocate if we're earthbound, or obviously if we're already in utero, or underway in another lifetime on Earth, and it becomes less and less surprising that not all of our deceased loved ones can come running every single time we ask. Another fact of the spirit world is that some circumstances require us to be in our full essence, are totally present, and therefore temporarily unable to bilocate. For example, when I channel Francine so that she can speak through me, she has to be in her full essence for the duration of the trance. If we take on the responsibility of being someone's spirit guide when we return home, there will be times when they require our full essence too, and will be as briefly unavailable to our loved ones as Francine is to hers while I'm channeling her. We also get to exercise a little selectivity on the other side about what calls from Earth to respond to. When I summon Francine for something urgent, she's right there for me every time. But if I want to ask her about tomorrow's weather or where I put my car keys, she'll show up at her own convenience. She could easily be busy with any number of projects at home that take priority over my momentary trivia.